Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we fly. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shine.
I have been, I've been looking forward to this conversation with our guest, on the one hand, because it's going to be a great conversation and it's an important conversation. At the same time, I have learned so much talking to our guest and have been so surprised that I haven't known this. And I've spoken to so many people since my initial conversation with Alex, and the people I've talked to haven't known this information, and how we live in a world where there's so much suicide happening around us, and how it's touching so many people, and us not know and not have it be part of our conversations. I don't know, but I'm right there with all of us who, with so many of us that are surprised by the numbers and the kinds of people and the way it affects people. Even when a suicide is not successful, but it's not just suicide. You'll learn from our guests, as I'm learning, that the calls are about homicide / suicide, and it just goes on and on. So I get the feeling, and I know this is a conversation we've been wanting to have for a while, and the right person came around, thanks to Dorothy connecting with Alex, saying this is the one we've been waiting for this conversation. And here it is. And so looking forward to much more. You could probably hear it in my voice. It is very troublesome to me, actually. Not only what we're going to be talking about, but the fact that I didn't know so much. And what we're going to also learn today is that having the conversations with people, or being able to bring it up with people that maybe having suicidal thoughts is important. And what I got from that too is just having the conversation, period. And what I hope is that just from having this show, actually that's just a start. A little later we're going to announce some other probabilities that have come up thanks to our connecting with Alex, is that being able to say, hey, I heard this show and this is what they said, or this is what Alex said, and maybe that's a way to have a conversation, even if somebody is not at high risk. But let's have more of this conversation, and let's help more people. Looking forward to doing that with Alex Eisner, when we come back, and a little later on, live music with Crystal Waters, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark. During the break, Mark said, okay, Filippo, breathe. Thank you.
The run-up to tonight's show has really held the energy of what we're talking about, what's going on the planet, and how important this conversation is. I had a offline with our guest, and I'm so excited to hear from her tonight. The offline before the show just made me reflect that I've been on both sides of this. I've fought it and asked for it, and I've also helped others when I worked with the sheriff's office and was in prevention and advocacy. So I'm thinking about the world right now and COVID and lockdown and all the challenges with that. Really looking forward.
Thank you, Mark. And with that, okay, so our guest, there's so much I've learned about her and so much I want to share, but let's just say this. She's a suicide prevention crisis hotline supervisor and founder and creator of Live Long Movement. She's going to tell us more about what she does and how she does it. Alexandra Eisner, we can call her Alex. So, Alex, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you, Filippo and Mark. I really appreciate you guys holding space for this kind of a conversation and inviting me here to do this with you.
I get the feeling this is just the beginning.
Yes.
And there's so much more. So, speaking of the beginning, where does this all begin for you?
So it really begins for me. I mean, at age 13, I turned to self-mutilation for coping by cutting. So that was like the very start down, kind of like that opening up the dark hole. But then by 17, I had my first suicidal thought, my first panic attack, per se. And I had increasing suicidal thoughts until I was 26 when I attempted suicide and attempted to take my life. And, you know, I really thought for those 9 years that it was pretty hopeless. I never imagined that I could possibly live a day without thinking of suicide. It really just becomes part of your life. And I feel like that's why I do love being on the lines and why I did attempt, and through that, I actually woke up, you could say. So I tried to overdose at a music festival, and it wasn't working. So I went to my tent, very upset that it wasn't working, and I told myself, I was like, man, this is crap, and I was just so upset. And then a part of me was like, Alex, why are you so upset? You want to die. Like, this doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Just relax for a second.
Mm.
And so I did. So I just told myself, relax, relax. And I put myself into the deepest meditative state I had never meditated before. I had barely even heard the word much in my life. And when I went into this state, I had this whole vision. And basically, there was this voice that came over that said, Alex, there is so much to learn in the world and in the universe. Find peace in that. Find peace that at every single moment is a new moment, a new opportunity.
Wow.
And then I just came back down to my body. I woke up. I woke up more rejuvenated, energetic, excited, happy for life than I had ever imagined. And I literally, when I sprung up, I felt like I screamed it, and I was like, I don't know what that was, but I promise that I will dedicate my life to figuring it out. And after that, I looked into meditation classes, and I kind of healed, per se. I started having less and less thoughts, very drastically less and less. And then I thought, if I could heal myself, then I have a way to share that with others. So then I looked into volunteering with suicide, and I started on the lines as a suicide prevention volunteer counselor in September of 2018.
Because you had a major full-time job.
Yes, yes. I was working at Sony Pictures Entertainment as the global security coordinator. I'd been there for about 7 years doing that. And that was fine, but then Apple Corporate actually plucked me from there, and they created this Apple TV Plus, and it was my responsibility to make sure that none of the footage leaked before the revealing of the TV Plus in November of 19.
No pressure.
Yeah, right. No pressure at all. Yeah, that was a very tough job. And that's where I had to decide what my passion was truly in life and where my dedication was going to be. And, you know, Apple is an amazing company. I traveled 50% of the time. But because of that, I couldn't volunteer anymore. It was sucking everything I had out of me. That's really what they need from their employees. I get that. But that was not my calling. Mm. So in November, I quit Apple. Like literally, like I just woke up and shaking. And I was having suicidal thoughts again.
Wow.
Yeah. And that I knew something needed to change. Needed to change. I mean, I took like a 70% pay cut. Like I had to move. Like I had to really adjust my life, but I knew that I needed to go into suicide prevention full time.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that people, if they don't see you on the phone, mm-hmm. but if they saw you on the phone, they'd say, "Oh, she has no clue, you know, what it's like to have those thoughts. I mean, look at her. Look, yeah. you're beautiful. You're well educated. You're so smart. You know,
oh, yeah.
Great job. You're making great money. Why,
yeah.
you know, she doesn't get it."
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, I would post on Facebook sometimes when I was working for Apple, like, "I need help," because I was having those thoughts again. And I would post on Facebook, "I need help." And more people would even write me, "What do you mean you need help? You just got back from Europe for traveling for Apple. You're right. doing this tomorrow. You live on your own. You're beautiful. Like, you're smart." And I was like,
which didn't help, did it?
No, not at, it made it so much worse. It made it seem like I had less and less people to talk to.
And like, what's like, and these people that you reached out to mm-hmm. just said, like, "What's wrong with you?"
It wasn't even like, "What's wrong with me?" They didn't even get that far. It was "You shouldn't be feeling this."
Ugh.
And it made it honestly more, you know, awful. It made it tougher. And yeah. And that, you know, we get all kinds of callers too. People who are billionaires, you know, it's like, that's the thing. And a lot of people, they'll, you know, like, "Oh, I went from being homeless to now I have my own home. And I thought, if I did this, then I could be happy, but I'm not. So what's wrong with me?" But happiness doesn't come from money at all. Like, you know, so I have a lot of those kinds of, you know, existential conversations with the callers that I really love to, you know, digging deep into what makes them truly happy.
I think it'd be great if people heard that again. Mm-hmm. You take calls. You've taken a call from a billionaire,
yeah, oh yes,
or many,
yeah,
who are contemplating suicide.
Yes,
money isn't the answer necessarily.
Correct. Yeah, it was actually. It's interesting. Some of the calls who actually have the most money seem to, in a way, have a lot of like more problems. You know, they do say more money, more problems. But I mean, one of my callers recently. You know, I can't talk super like specifics, but of course I could talk generalization, which I will. One of the callers who is like one of the richer people, Hollywood, you know, in it, all this stuff. It was actually one of the parents had been molesting their children and putting them in trafficking rings.
Wow.
And he was a survivor. So that's why he called. He was having suicidal thoughts as well as homicidal thoughts, thinking that he wanted to kill his dad.
Wow.
Who did that to him when the dad got out of prison.
Oh.
Yeah, that was not too long ago, that call.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, like I said, are you feeling it now? I mean, I feel it, this conversation. So thank you so much. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what Alex does, how she helps, and how and maybe learn a thing or two that we could do to encourage people to get help and to support them as opposed to being part of the problem. So more with Alex when we come back. And the Waters Band live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition when we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo sitting in here online with Mark and our guest, Alex Eisner or Alexandra Eisner, who is, a lot of things, but for this show, she is now a supervisor of the suicide hotline, suicide prevention hotline, and actually, I'm stumbling because you have your own organization, but you're part of another organization, and not sure what we want to say about that. So yeah. Please share.
Okay. Yeah. So the suicide prevention hotline, we actually also monitor the Lifeline hotline, the disaster distress hotline, LAUSD suicide prevention hotline, and teen line after hours. So all of those get routed into our center. So we answer all of those kinds of calls. And with Live Long Movement, that is the my personal suicide prevention company that I created in December of 2018. It's actually to help support people with self-mutilation desires and their own suicidal thoughts and struggles. And how I help that is, I'll back up. So when I was 23, I had the desire to cut one day, but I really wanted to stop.
But did you see that somewhere and you thought, oh, that's a good idea, that'll help?
No, I just had the idea. I'm like, you know what, I want to go get a tattoo. I want to get a tattoo by where I cut so I don't cut anymore there. I thought it would help me. So I got Live Long tattooed where I used to cut. So I had a dream.
No, where did you get the cutting idea?
Oh, in middle school. It's very common.
As a kid.
It's very, very common, especially in middle school. The majority of people who I talk to with self-mutilation desires range from around the age of like 10 to 14.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I even talked to someone last night with, you know, it's... Yeah, they call all the time, and self-mutilation looks like a lot of things. It looks like burning, scratching, stabbing themselves with a pen, branding themselves, you know, stabbing themselves with a pin. It could, you know, it's just about harming the body.
So this is something definitely to keep our eyes open about. It's
yes.
A clue. If we see somebody that has something on them, we could ask them.
Yes. Yeah. The topic of asking someone about that really kind of leads into like the whole discussion around even suicide itself too, because they're probably going to go hand in hand. You know, the person who's cutting wants attention. Well, not everybody. Some people, you know, do it to
like a cry
pain.
For attention.
A cry mean, for yeah. attention. There are some people who have DID, dissociative identity disorder, really go for self-mutilation as well as severe anxiety because it helps them bring themselves into the present moment. Their mind is spinning. They can't stop it. So they need something to focus on to bring themselves into the present moment, show that they are alive, they are okay. And
it's got to be painful, otherwise it does in their minds. Otherwise, it doesn't bring them here.
Yeah, it has. Some people do it for the pain. Some people get so acclimated to it that they really just want to see the blood,
wow.
too, the red.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's why I make the bracelets that are red, because supposedly, if you see red on your wrist, mm-hmm. the brain will automatically think and be triggered to see and think blood.
Wow.
So the desire will subside.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so where you were cutting,
yeah.
you one day decided that you were going to put a tattoo there.
Yes.
It's also where you
yes.
put your bracelet, right?
It is. Oh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And so tell us about that bracelet, which is part of your foundation, right?
Yes. So I had this dream where I saw everybody. I was in like a, you know, a liquor or a supermarket, and I saw people with red bracelets, and it signified some kind of unity between the whole community of like, if you see a red bracelet on somebody, that means that they will talk to you about suicide. They will support you. And so
oh, really?
That's what I had in this dream.
It
was bracelets that unified everybody to come together
wow.
to recognize that there is suicide out there. It was almost like a stigma-less society in my dream, which was fantastic. And so when I woke up, I was like, I want to do that. I want to make these bracelets. I want to show people that, one, you can get the bracelet to help with, you know, help lessen the desire to cut and receive some support, because it does say live long on the bracelet, so motivation. But then also people can wear the bracelet to show their support for the cause, show that they're not afraid to talk about these stigmas that so many people do not want to talk to about, you know.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, you started to say how the hotline that you are now supervising and you're on the
yes.
call as well is also broken up into many different the teens and all that.
Yes.
And it's interesting during this time and you shared something that I was learning about as well. During this time, there are more suicides.
Yes.
And because of COVID and stay at home kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you all of a sudden had to manage all these lines because like 40 counselors were quarantined because
yes.
they tested positive.
Yes. In the middle of March, right when the lockdown happened, there was two positive tests at the center. And 40 people about were quarantined, and I wasn't even checked off as, you know, a supervisor yet. But there was nobody to work. There was nobody. And so,
wow.
yeah. And my supervisor called the director and she, you know, said like, hey, Alex is still in training. She's down to cover the lines though on her own. Are you okay with that?
Wow.
And they're like, yes, I trust Alex enough. She can do this.
Wow.
So for about 2 days I was
once
on
again, no pressure.
Yeah, once again, no pressure. Yeah, so for about two nights, because I work graveyards, I work either from 12:30 AM to 4:30 AM or 12:30 AM to 8:30 AM. So
wow.
Yeah.
Is that the time that more people tend to?
No, not to say that more people do. It's still very constant. Like the phone just doesn't really
like
stop ringing.
24 hours?
Yes.
Wow.
100, yeah.
See, now I don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Last year in 2019, the Suicide Prevention Center in Los Angeles specifically took 142,000 calls.
Just in Los Angeles?
Yes. 142,000 in 1 year. That's the highest volume that we've had. And actually, in these last 2 months, because of COVID, we've had 2,000 related COVID calls per month.
Wow.
The last 2 months.
Wow.
Which is just in addition to our already high volume.
See, so I just learned that, because I would think that some people at night before work the next day, or they can't sleep.
Yeah.
Or, but you're saying 24 hours people
yeah.
are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So much to learn. All right. So I said to you, I actually met you in person first,
yes.
which was wonderful. Thanks to Dorothy, mm-hmm. who says, you have to meet this person, Filippo. And I'm like, ooh, what, where?
Yeah.
When I got to speak with you over the phone, I said to you, your voice is very calming. And
yeah.
So you said there are so many techniques that you bring to bear.
Yes. Yes.
What techniques could help us if we're talking? Well, let's start here. Where do we start the conversation? And
yeah.
then what techniques could help us if we're having it,
yeah.
when we're having it?
So I was thinking about this, and really the conversation is started. You have to prepare to have the conversation. That's the first thing you do, is prepare yourself. And that really means letting go of your own ego, because if you bring in your ego that you're going to fix these people, it's not going to work. No one needs to be fixed.
Mm.
And if you go in with some expectation, you are not going to match it, because we are humans with our own free will. And so it's about just holding the space.
Mm.
So first you need to have that internal conversation with yourself of getting rid of that ego. All you're doing is holding space so that they can speak their truth. They can process their own thoughts. And then maybe together you can brainstorm how this person can continue their life in a more healthy way. So really setting yourself up for that. And energetically, because you are going into a dark space with them, especially if you're an empathic person. So one tool that I do is I imagine before I go into the call that I am suited up from head to toe in like black leather, kind of like Katniss Everdeen armor.
Okay. So, like for protection.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you're imagining it, you're kind of setting yourself up for being supported.
Yeah.
Protected.
Yeah.
We also call it Dorothy wear. Dorothy wear.
Yeah. And some people think, like, you know, I've heard, like, they're like, oh, but if I do that, then I'm not really in the dark space with them. No, I want to be like, some people feel like they need to be like naked in the dark space with them to feel like super close. And it's like, no, you're not, then you're not taking care of yourself.
Mm.
You have to put yourself first so that then you can take care of them.
Like putting on the oxygen mask
exactly.
first.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. That's why the preparation is the first step.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
The points that are so, like, you're not there to fix them.
Yeah.
And you can't have an expectation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That, because otherwise then our ego's in it.
Yes.
So we're not coming from a pure place.
Exactly.
And they're going to feel that. Is that?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I've trained new counselors who treat it kind of robotically. Because there is a flow to the calls. You know, we open with demographic questions, then we go into risk assessment where we build the rapport, and then there's the closing of the call with the safety plan. So there is a flow and a process, but some people get so robotic about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
like we have to get to the end like soon.
Yes. Like, or they literally, they're like, okay, so if this person says something about, you know, that they were, molested, then I need to figure out who, and like, they have their own agenda, basically, you know, and that's not.
Like, you think that's what's going to help them now, but basically people may guide.
Yeah.
If you ask the right questions, they may guide you.
100%. You know, we ask a lot of risk assessment questions, such as, you know, of course, the big, big one. Are you having thoughts of suicide tonight?
Mm.
Which I do want to say, because a lot of people are scared to ask this question because they feel, oh, I'm going to put it in their mind. And now if they do it, it's my fault. And that doesn't work. Once again, God isn't even as powerful enough to put thoughts into our head. So for us to think that we can make someone else think something
just
so
by
intense,
bringing it up,
that's not, it's not true. It's really not. And I say that so that people can kind of relax a little more in the conversation. It's a conversation. Mm. This is a person. They're probably hurt. They probably just need someone to listen. Mm. And sometimes it takes just 10 minutes for someone to de-escalate, just so that they can, you know, vent about it. That's it.
Alex, when we come back, we're going to talk about the person who's actually having those thoughts and what they can do. Okay. In the meantime, mm-hmm. Give us your website is livelongmovement.org.
Correct.
And do we want to give the phone number?
Yeah. So the phone number is 1-800-273-8255. That's for the Lifeline hotline.
Right.
Yes.
So very good. So thank you. And we'll give it again in the next segment. We're talking to Alexandra Eisner. And in our next segment, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy question. And then after that, live music from at home in Arizona on our Life Changes at Home edition with The Waters, all on the Life Changes show. When we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, online with Mark and our guest, Alexandra Eisner. And she's a creator and founder of Live Long Movement. We talked a little bit about that. She's here to also talk about, which is a suicide prevention organization. She's here to talk about suicide prevention crisis. She's a supervisor for a hotline, and you just gave out the number. We're going to give it at the end of this segment. But livelongmovement.org is where they can what?
So that is a site where, one, there is a resources page on there. So it has a lot of hotline numbers, the Lifeline number, the Veteran Suicide Prevention number. It has the Teen Line number, as well as different coping resources, such as various apps, on the phone apps.
Nice.
Where people can download. They have different games, mindfulness apps and tools, coping ideas for people. And then there's also what's called talk lines. So some people who call Lifeline, they really just want to talk. They're not in any kind of crisis. They just need to hear someone's voice.
Mm.
And, I want to talk to everybody, but our purpose is to talk to people in crisis,
right,
and in an emergency.
Right.
So there are what's called talk lines. So on that website, too, there are a few different phone numbers to things like that. So if
nice.
People don't feel suicidal, but they still really want to talk to somebody, then they can call one of those lines, you know. And,
yeah, like, I just got to talk somebody, otherwise I'm to somebody, otherwise I'm going to go crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. And to not use up the resources for, like, people like yourself that are highly trained.
Yes, yes.
And it's interesting, you're not only highly trained, but you've had... I know we can't talk about it, but you've had all kinds of training mm-hmm. on top of your own personal experiences
yes.
That make you perfect for this and for so much more in this field. So you're obviously in the right place, and thank you mm-hmm. for doing this. Yeah. Interestingly enough, the lines available, not everybody knows the lines available. Mm-hmm. And then there are people that are afraid to call,
yes.
right? So what would you say to them?
So I would say to them, you know, it's really just about talking it through. It's just a conversation. So, you know, some people may think, oh, if I talk to them, they're going to send cops to my house and I'm going to get a 5150. And like, no, we do a whole risk assessment. So sure, if you can't keep yourself safe tonight, we'll get you to the hospital. We'll call the paramedics for you. But if that is not the route for you, then it's just a simple conversation. That's really it. So, you know, all of our counselors are trained, you know, over 100 hours before they start on the lines. So they are vetted, they have experience. And, you know, everyone who I've worked with is very empathic. And it's a really great community there. I do love working there, too.
And so we have you online. What would you say to somebody, like, what could you say to somebody that might be listening that, you know, either before they make the call or if they're not going to call, is there something that we could say that can start to help or could be something they could think of?
Yeah, and I'd say the first thing is really the awareness of where you're at, you know, kind of having that dissecting of your life of, you know, exactly, like, where are you? You know, do you need someone to hold space for you right now? Is that what you would like? Because it's out there. It's ready for you. You just pick up the phone.
And there's no shame in that, in needing that, in calling.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I always start off the call with, you know, reassuring them that this is just a conversation where all I want to do is hear your story and brainstorm ways that they can cope. Because everyone is so unique and different that, you know, someone may like to work out all the time, but another person likes to draw as coping. So it's about, okay, what's going on? You know, is it stress? Is it like a real mental illness that, you know, we need to get into, such as DID, dissociative identity disorder? Because a lot of times it's about the coping. It's about balancing out that stress. How do we do that? And right now with COVID, with the quarantine and all this, it is stressful. It's a much higher stress because it's confusing and people are confused and they think they're going crazy and they can't understand it. So there's something wrong with them, and there's not. So it's really like, I just want to provide the validation for people to bring them back to, I do a lot of grounding exercises with them too. I help them with breathing exercises on the phone. We talk about, you know, writing out their thoughts after the call. So it's really, it's almost like a coaching session, you know, what can you do for yourself right now? And that's all we look at, the next 24 hours. You know, some callers are like, cool, I'll do this after the call, but what about tomorrow? Call us back if you need, you know, because every single
little
day
wins.
Is something different. Yeah,
wins,
exactly.
Right. Well, at the beginning of the show, I was a bit anxious mm-hmm. and we're getting ready to have this big conversation. And so in the break, Mark said, Filippo, breathe.
Yeah.
So I breathe. But so that's the technique. So,
yeah.
No, you didn't say it like that. But, but I know something that you would do, and we'll have to end on this, but that this could help people that are working with people that do have anxiety. Number one is also breathe, right?
Yes.
Breathe. Let's do some breaths.
Yeah.
But also, what do you do when they're talking really fast? What do you do when you're talking to them?
I talk even slower and softer and calmer. And usually, like, if they answer the phone and they're like, I can't stop thinking, blah, 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 I'm like, hey, okay, how these calls usually start is I'll ask some demographic questions, then we'll get into the story. And they're like, okay, okay, okay. And I'm like, okay, so, and I ask, like, 5 questions, and I ask it slow and calm. And usually by the time I get to the story, they're like, I'm really tired. Like, I actually feel better already. So,
so from your voice and your slow, you slowed it down, and you also asked them questions that were questions yes and no, and things that they could that they know.
Yeah, exactly. That's really all you need to bring with you is love, empathy, you know, losing the ego. Watching your tone of voice and your flow of your voice. And I was journaling the other day because I was excited about this, and I wrote a sentence that I want to share. I wrote a sentence that I've disarmed men ready to go out and kill children and families simply by my voice, my tone, empathy, and love. I have done that. Multiple times.
Wow. Wow. So, thank you. And just goes to show the power of what you're sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to think that part of your journaling is because we're going to embark on something together.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Would you like to share what that is real quick before we...
Sharing the blogs.
The blogs
that I will be doing. Yeah. The blogs that I will be posting on the show website. A 5-piece we're talking, right?
We're going to start with 5 pieces. That'll be great.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll be powerful. So there'll be many subjects, at least 5 of them to start.
Mm-hmm.
We look forward to that. In the meantime, so you can go to our website, lifechangesshow.com, and get on that newsletter so you'll know when these come out. And we'll post them everywhere, as will Alex. You'll find them also probably at livelongmovement.org.
Yes.
And Alex, let's give the number one more time.
So the number to Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255.
Thank you so much for starting this conversation. I think for the first time on the Life Changes Show, and it won't be the last time. So yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Filippo and Mark. Thank you.
And with that, and let's not forget Dorothy, who started all of this.
Yes, and of course, Dorothy
and
here.
With that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
I wish our listeners could have seen the look on her face when she was talking about that success, the true joy in what she does. Dear Dorothy, my name is Monique, and I am living in Los Angeles. I am totally in love with a man who just cannot seem to see himself as I see him and know him. He's absolutely brilliant, and I believe he will be a world leader bringing much higher consciousness to humanity. He's beginning to see himself more clearly and is taking steps to expand. My beloved has shown me so many amazing things, and he has always shown me not so good side of him. He leaves his underwear and dirty clothes on the bathroom floor and just will not pick up after himself. I guess I complained about this too much to my best friend, who told me yesterday that it might be time for me to end the relationship. I don't want to walk away from our passionate relationship. I want to continue to love him and support him in being the best he can be. What do you advise?
Monique, this is the most interesting question, and I'm happy for you that you are exploring this in depth. Instead of just taking advice, which may or may not be in your highest and best good, I intuit that if you are complaining all of the time about your man to your friend, there is a lot to explore here. I feel it is truly necessary for you to determine why you spend so much time complaining about an amazing man and your passionate relationship with him. if his untidiness is all of his not so good part, and if your man has been loyal and supportive of you, and if his amazingness far outweighs the not so good, then an elegant choice would be to explore this not so good side of him with a counselor or relationship coach. The most important thing here is for you to determine just how happy you are with or not with the entire relationship. It appears you might wish to explore what you're truly feeling in this relationship. You may think you're only complaining about his untidiness, and yet the need to constantly express your frustration indicates to me there may be more going on here than you are presently seeing. If it is truly only his untidiness that bothers you, talking this over with a good advisor could help you find a way to make this relationship more harmonious and rid you of your need to be complaining. It could also assist you in determining what you need from the relationship that you're not receiving and help you get what you desire. I trust that with a professional advisor, you will determine what your next step should be and that you only need from that moment forward to share happiness with your best friend.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition with our musical guest, Crystal Waters of The Waters, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I am Filippo online with Mark and our guest Alex Eisner and Dorothy Lee Donahue. And joining us online from home in Arizona is our musical guest. We're going to be treated to her haunting vocals combined with her colorful guitar melodies. And we welcome Crystal Baker, or Crystal Waters of the Waters. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're so glad to have you. We were looking forward to having you on. I got to experience you and your husband as the Waters live in person a few months back in Arizona, thanks to Tess Cacciatore. But it almost happened that you weren't going to be on today. So I want to say kudos to you for somehow making it all happen. Supermom, can you tell us what happened like just before the show?
Well, I'm so glad it worked out. We'll just say that. We did have to take my son to emergent care. We didn't think there was going to be a place open. We found one open. And everything is fine, and he's good, and he's safely back home. But my husband is taking care of him at the moment, so he's not going to join me tonight. But it all worked out, and I made it back just in time.
So. Well, wonderful. Well, we know your husband, Sturgis Waters, who plays guitar, and you play guitar and sing. So, again, Supermom, you're going to just, you know, make it all happen tonight for us for the show. So looking forward to hearing your music. Why don't we jump right in? What's the first thing we're going to get to hear?
Well, I think the first thing we're going to hear tonight is a song that I wrote with my husband, and we play it on our first album, well, technically our second album, but it's the only one anyone can still get. So it's the name of the album is called 4321, and it's a song called Wish You Well.
Nice. Ooh, okay. I think we need that right now. So with that, here is Crystal Waters of the Waters performing Wish You Well live online on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Thanks.
Sins that never meet seem to never get tight. Space is only distance between where you are and where I am. I wish there was a way to bring us back together again. Each time you cross my mind, and the well keeps overflowing through the hard times, I wish you well. So things don't always end up the way you think they should be. What happens in the journey now, since the spirit free. Space is only distance between where you are and where I am. I wish there was a way to bring us back together again. Swap the silver dime for each time you cross my mind, and the well keeps overflowing through the hard times. I wish you well. So I'll throw a silver dime for each time you cross my mind, and the well keeps overflowing through the hard times, and I'll throw a silver dollar every time you cross my mind, and the well keeps overflowing through the hard times. Though I wish you well,
Thank you so much. Crystal Waters of the Waters. You can learn more about them at The Waters. That's W-A-T-E-R-S, music.com. TheWatersMusic.com. Crystal, wow. Thank you. You know, I do know that you play a lot of cover songs as well, though you give the cover songs a twist of your own. Mm-hmm. But it's so wonderful to hear you do your original music. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I have to say again, just I'm such a big fan of moms. I come from a mom.
That's good.
And I literally have to tell the audience that like 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, I was talking to you. You still weren't home, or you were just getting home from the healthcare center, and so all of this is still going on. And you said, I can do this. And I said, are you sure? And you're like, yeah, we'll get. And then you come on and you sing so calmly and so beautifully, like you're right here with us. So more power to you again.
Thank you. That's what moms do sometimes. Sometimes you just have to fake it till you make it. You know, you're just like, I got this. You got to keep telling yourself that.
Well, you must tell yourself the right things. Your music, what are you saying in a lot of the original music that you like to write, and you and your husband together as well?
I feel like a lot of my music is about, you know, just getting through struggles. I'm not somebody who has a really easy time just writing happy-go-lucky songs, which I love, but that's not where I find, you know, for music, for me, it's just, you know, working through the problems in my life or the problems that I see in other people's lives oftentimes. And kind of wearing their shoes. And so that's the perspective that works easiest for me. Sometimes even taking on their perspective of kind of walking in their shoes and like, what would I say? Maybe from an outsider, but kind of putting their shoes on and then trying to like resolve that.
I know you've heard from fans who have said, this song really spoke to me, or this has helped me in this way. What are some of the things that you have heard and you have felt after you've gotten feedback for your songs?
I think a lot of people just say that the music has moved them for different reasons. But I know that particular song has moved people for different reasons. People with loss, but I mean, wishing someone well. I think a song means so many different things to each person, and people find different meanings in the same song. So. But I feel that, you know, if you can find the problem and try to help find some resolve in there somewhere, that I think people can relate to that.
So perfect for today's show. So I'm glad you were able to make it happen. What do we get to hear now in closing?
I thought I would play something a little more upbeat for the last song, but it's also, you know, kind of got that same kind of tone to it a little bit. This song is called Missing Pieces. And it's
missing who?
Missing pieces. The missing pieces.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm trying to think how that's going to be upbeat, but I'm looking forward to it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's at least tempo-wise, it's upbeat.
Oh, okay. Very, very nice. So, well, here is Crystal Waters of The Waters performing, actually singing and playing guitar, performing live at home on the Life Changes show at Home Edition.
Gonna drag you down, the one you've been waiting for. Someone to love until it's tall. You call it love, maybe it's lust. You wanted more, but it's not enough. Thought it could be all you need, but now you're caged and you aren't free. But there's so much more that's underneath the giant love. I know you sleep, and we're hoping to find the missing pieces. Pieces. Oh, so. It really isn't love at all. missing piece is falling. Call it what you wanna call it. Really didn't let it all. Let the missing pieces fall where all the missing pieces fall. Cause you already are the one. 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 And there's so much more still underneath. A giant rug under we sweep. We're hoping to fight. Sing pieces. There's so much more still underneath. A giant love under we sleep. We're hoping to fight. Sing pieces. Missing pieces. Oh, no missing pieces. No, there's no missing pieces. No, missing
Thank you, Crystal Waters of the Waters. Find her and Sturgis together as the Waters at thewatersmusic.com, and actually follow them on Facebook and Instagram, everywhere at thewatersmusic.com. Crystal, you did it!
We did it. Great job. Thank you.
And you did it great. I hope Sturgis will be proud of you. I'm proud of you. And look forward to getting to see you in person again and hear you as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad it all worked out. What a beautiful thing.
What a beautiful thing. And so health to your entire family. And thank you again. So that is our show. Another big thank you to our guest, Alex Eisner. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, we also want to thank Doug Newsom of BBS Radio. And with that, that is our show. We're reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.